Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, well, that's interesting for me. It's the reason I asked about Colin Munro, and you brought up Martin Guptill as well. They've basically been discarded by New Zealand cricket. But in Colin Munro's case as well, up until he left to join you, he was a very successful captain of the Brisbane Heat. And we know what happened in the BBL. What about Colin? Do you talk to Colin Munro about international duties? The conversation ever come up?
Yeah, look, I understand he was even contacted for this next tour to Pakistan, you know, and asked about his availability. And I mean, I think, you know, Colin's probably been in his vintage form for the last 3 years in T20 cricket all around the world. He's, you know, he's well sought after in every single competition. He's one of the very first picked. And you're talking against, you know, all the great names around the world at the moment. Munro's right up there in terms of those that are picked as franchise players. He's a very reliable player, but he's also very explosive, as New Zealand fans know, you know, on his day. And he's, you know, fiercely loyal. So he's been with Islamabad 5 years. He's been with, you know, every team he's been with, he's tried to stick there for a long time. And that's a trait that is probably uncommon in the franchise circuit. So I think New Zealand have probably missed out on at least two amazing years of Munro, because he can bat anywhere. You know, he can bat at the top, but he can bat anywhere in the top five. So, he smashed 80 off, I think, 34 balls in one game when he was injured. He was on one leg, so that pretty much turned the corner for us in one game.